The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Okay, let's start the new Perek.
It's like Yom Shabbat.
Get out of the Zion. We're going to start on Lamed Vav. We're starting from the new Mishnah. It's Perek Bet Shammai, Perek Revi'i. Bet Shammai Omrim. Kol Anitanim Amazbeah Haitzon Shenatan B'Matana Ahad Kiper. So anything that belongs on the Mizbeah Haitzon, the Adam Mizbeah, that the Kohen did it B'Matana Ahad. Which means, let's say you have to do Shtei Matanot. Sometimes you have to pour the blood twice. Right? Shtaim Shen Arba. You pour it twice and it hits the four corners. Pour it once on the one corner, which is two sides, and once on the other corner. They call it Shtaim Shen Arba. It's two pourings that are really four corners. Anyway, if you did it in one shot, B'matana Ahad, it's okay. Kiper, B'di'avad. U'b'hatat, now Hatat you have to put it on all four sides. So the deen is Shtei Matanot. Okay, B'di'avad, if you did Shtei Matanot, that's enough. That's the opinion of Bet Shammai. Bet Omrim, Af Hatat Shnatav Matanah Hat Kiper. Even Hatat, if you put it in one shot, it's also going to be Mechaper Lefichach. So Mishnah gives now a result that comes out with the halakha that we just said. Im Natan Et Rishona Ketekna. Let's say you don't have any Machshavot Pesunot. When you put the first pouring, let's say, on the Hatat, your Kavanah was good. Et Sheniyah Chutz L'Zmanah. The second pouring, which now we're learning is not Me'akev, during the second pouring, got a machshava, let's say, to eat the korban past its time. Okay, chutz l'zmano, which is normally we call pigul. Kiper, it doesn't matter. The korban is going to be kasher, and the kapara is going to be there. Because since already the basar was kasher after the first pouring, even though you messed up and you're coming on the second pouring, it's not going to mess up the korban. Because the korban already was mutar after the first pouring, and since you did the first pouring with kavanah tova, you're okay. But if you did the first pouring of the blood, which is the key, which is pigul, and the second pouring you did it with kavanah pigul, that cost already at the time that you made the first pouring, there was no other isur, and you made a pigul on it. If you eat the basar, such korban, because the machshava sheniyah is nothing. The machshava sheniyah, the korban was technically done already if you poured the first pourings over there, and therefore it's not going to be hal on it. Therefore, it's going to be mutar. Okay, kol anitanin amizbeach pinimi. Now we go to the mizbeach pinimi. That's the inner mizbeach. We also call that the mizbeach hazahav. The whole mizbeach shechiser achat min hamatanot lo kiper. Anything that's done on the inner mizbeach, you got to put everything there. You cannot miss any of the matanot. You got to put all the blood where it belongs. Otherwise, korban is basuz lefi chach. Natan kulan kiteknam. Let's say you put three out of four kiteknam. Ve'achat shelos kiteknam. And the last one, the last pouring, you did it with a kavanah, let's say, of the pigul. Chutz mano, pesula. Because since the korban was not kasher until this point, so therefore you did one of the primary services, b'avodah pesula b'kavanah pesula, so therefore it's going to be pesul be'en bo karet. Oh, that's a hadush. Which is, even though it's chutz l'zmano, you're not going to get karet. Why? This is the question. So he says over here, hadush. Me'achaz shekol matanot tadam me'akmot et kashrut ha'korban. You need all four for the kashrut ha'korban to be gone. Netina afilu achat me'machshavah pasu posel ha'korban. Good, so therefore the fourth one you need to be machshavah pesula is posel. Me'kol makom af im machshavah d'apsu b'shat ha'achat matanot tadam me'itam me'achshavah chus zmano eni mefagel et ha'korban. It doesn't make pigul of karet. Why? Ata'am nekachu. Ki chol ha'matanot b'yachad, all the four matanot together, mitstarfot le'atir et emurei ha'korban la'achila. You need all four together to make the korban kasher for the mizbeach and the basar for eating, let's say. Kol matanot dam b'fnei atzmo, each one is one-fourth of the mitzvah. Eno ela chelek min ha'matir. הטענה של משנתנו סובר שמחשבת פיגון בשעת פעולה שהיא רק חלק מן המתיר אין המועלת. We learned this above in the masechet. To be pigun, it's got to be an item that's matir the korban. That if I do this, the korban will be mutar. You did this, that's matir, bepigun, machshava karet. This item over here is not the matir. You need the three other pourings as well to be the matir. It's a chelik men matir. So pigun, pasul belo karet. Pigul behelik of matir is not going to be.
It's like the fourth one, though. Would be.
You're right, but it's lahelik. We still need another three one. Even though this is the fourth one.
This is the matir.
Right, this is the matir, but it's in combination with the other three.
Because this korban is not eating.
Pigul
is only when someone eats it.
Oh, he ate from the pinimi. He ate from the pinimi. The Kohen ate. The Kohen ate from Hatat Pinimi.
But
Hatat
Pinimi are specific korbanot. We don't eat from.
He ate from it.
So I'm saying.
Tell him about besides the Yisur of eating. He gets a karet now. Normally you don't get a karet when you eat from a korban. That's what he eats from.
If a guy makes pigul in the olah and somebody eats it, he gets karet for eating that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think. I thought it was.
Yes. Which means the eating, even though you shouldn't eat it. Don't eat it.
I thought we had a thing like that.
No, don't eat it. But you ate it.
If you drink the blood, it's not the same.
Right. So therefore, it's going to be that's the chiddush of it. Okay, let's just go one line in the Gemara. The Rabbanan, how do you know that on the Arba Zbeah you're supposed to do two matanot, shtayim shen arba, but you did one? How do you know it's mechaper? The Mudamar bedam zevachecha yishafech. Dam yishafech. Dam is mashva. Dam is singular. Just pour the blood. It's mashva. Even b'shvicha ahat. Even if you pour the dam. Once you shafech pa mahat, it's going to be okay. Rashi, she shafech shifika hat mashma. They don't ketiv saviv. The alfilu shtema. Don't say around the mizbeah that we learned that you need four. Says you shafech, pour it once. Gemara says, "Why you da'ata? Is that what this pasuk is coming to teach me? I'm mibayel lelechtetanya. We need it for another derash. Menayin lechol adam yishetonim matan dam liyisod. How do you know that? What that we learned this today is Gemara that whenever you sprinkle the blood, you got to sprinkle it on the side of the mizbeah that has a yisod, which means the mizbeah on the bottom had a base. Not all mizbeah had a base. Only a part of it." So therefore, you have to sprinkle it on the side of the mizbeach that has yesod. How do you know that? Damudama vedam zevachecha yishafech. From the fact that it says dam zevachecha yishafech, we learn that you have to pour it on the spot that has yesod. How do you know that? She says minayin tap lashi shekol adamim shekol korban shetonim matan dam yesod in nishar min adam bichli. Ah, if there's leftover, this is talking about the leftover. There's leftover dam in the keli. The hashlag shtem matarot shlekto shukol yisod. Even though normally the shiraim is only written by korban hatat, how do we know that by every korban, the leftover that's in the keli, I got to pour into the yisod? Because it says in the pasuk dam zevachecha. Zevachecha, you korbanot any korban. Also, once I need this to teach me that the leftover is going to the yisod, how do I learn one shificha? So it says nafkele midrabi. So he learns this last din from a different place that you have to pour it onto the yisod. Where from where? The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, v'nishar badam yimatze. This is talking about the dam hatat, the leftover blood that you have from the dam hatat, from the dam hatat, and yimatze. But it says you squeeze the blood into the yisod mizbeach. She'en tamud domar badam. The pasuk doesn't have to say the word dam because we know where we're talking about them. It says v'nishar yimatze. We know we're talking about the blood, the leftover blood of the korban hatat you put on the mizbeach. What do you mean v'nishar badam? What do you mean badam? Because she'lo lemadu elatini matan abashtu matan damim yisod. Because we only know what type of hataot the leftovers going to the yisod hatot that you have to put on the all four sides of the mizbeach. That's what we're learning from. She'er damim minayin. How do I know that? Other damim that also has to go on the mizbeah. Tamud omar, the fact that it says badam, they made al kol damim shetoni matam damim la yisod. That means not only korbanot that all four sides get hit on the mizbeah, but any type of korban, even korban that have two sides on the mizbeah. So therefore, dam zevachecha yishafech is open to teach me the derasha of. Even one pouring is going to be enough. How do I know that you pour the stuff on the mizbeach of the yisod? That's from this pasuk over here, the extra word dam. Let's read Rashi. Banishad badam, bahatat ha'of kit. Rashi says, it's about hatat ha'of. What do you do to the leftover blood? You squeeze it, put the leftover blood on the yisod of mizbeach. Umatamud umar badam, ela alalitim atamah, bahayinu hatat shetuna arba matanot. I would think that only hatat needs Shifikat Yisod, Kotar Katsu on four sides, Alar Bakrov, Mahatat Kedushiram is Shifika. Ah, for the fact that it's Badam, Limit, out called Korbanot, any Korban, even a Hatat that doesn't, like Hatat off, doesn't put all four sides, and still you say what? You gotta put the leftovers on the Yisod, so therefore the other one is available, and therefore we can use it for what we need it for.
Then we're continuing, Amen on Daf Lamed Zayin. We're in the Sugya over here. Just to review quickly, the Shek Levet Tariyad, what I wanted to know, how do we know that things that are put on the Mizbeah Haitzon, that if you gave it in one throwing, the Matana Ahat, that it's okay? So the Gemara quoted a Pasuk, Vedam Zevachecha Yishafich. It's Mashma Yishafich, even in one shot. Okay, so the Gemara then challenged, we need the Pasuk for something else. And then the Gemara said, no, we resolved it. So now we continue the Gemara, Vakati. The first word on Vakati, Lachi Uda'ata. Is the Pasuk, Vedam Zevachechi Shafich, teaching me that if the Kohen put it in one spilling, then the Avar, it's okay? Mevahel Lelech Netanya. Minayin Netanin Bezrika, Shinitanin Beshficha Yatza. How do we know that Korbanot, that the law is they have to make zirika. Zirika is from far. You stand with the kos, and you make zirika tadam. How do we know that b'di'avad, if something that needed to be done b'zirika, that you did b'shvicha, which means you went close to mizbeach and poured it, how do we know it's okay? Tavud lamar v'dam zevachecha yishafich. The Pasuk says Yishafich. It's much all the Zevachim. Any Zevach, b'di'avad, if you did the Shepicha, it's okay. Ah, so we need the Pasuk to teach us that something that's done b'zrika can be done b'shvicha. So then how do we know the law that we're trying to prove that if you did it b'matara achat, it's okay? So Gemara says, Zavav la k'Rabbi Akiva. Which means, this Tana holds like Rabbi Akiva that says what? Amar, lo zirika bichlal shepicha, v'lo shepicha bichlal zirika. You can't switch. Something that has to be done with shepicha cannot be done with zirika, and something that has to be done with zirika cannot be done with shepicha. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that, because it's not true. There is no deen that something that's done with zirika can be done with shepicha. He doesn't know of it. It's the Akiva. And therefore, the pasuk is available to teach us the law of that you throw it on the one shepicha as enough. I don't need the pasuk to tell me something that's nizrak can be nishpach, because the Bechman doesn't hold of that law. How do we know that? Ditnan. Birach, berchata pesach, patar et shel zebach. Shel zebach lo patar et pesach, the Rebbe Ishmael. Biakiva omer, lo zu poter et zu, ve lo zu poter et zu. We have a law, korban pesach. If you have many people in the group, you have to be korban hagigah with it, in order to fill yourself up with the hagigah, then you end up eating the korban pesach ala sama. So there's a beracha that you make when you eat the Korban Pesach. Hashem brings the beracha. Asher k'deshar v'stav v'sibanu le'echol ha'pesach. And on the zevach, you say Asher k'deshar v'stav v'sibanu le'echol et ha'zevach. Good. So the Mishnah says like this. Birach berachat ha'pesach. If you made berachat ha'pesach, meaning le'echol et ha'pesach, patar et shel zevach. It's poter the zevach. Let's see. Im berach al ha'pesach, patar the zevach. I mean, one beracha is poter the other. However, Mr. Zebach lo patar the Pesach, but reverse. You make the Berachah, the Zebach is not poter the Pesach. What's the logic of this rabbi? Because Korban Pesach, you have to make Zirikat Adam. And the Zebach, you make Shefika. So you see that what something that needs Zirika, Shefika also works. So you see there's a connection between the two types of Korbanot.
Pesach is
look at Rashi. Al zebach lo patar et ha-pesach. So it says like this. Kasal kadatach u-bepesachim nami hachi mefarish te kasav Rabbi Ishmael zirika bechlal shefichah. That what? That if you have to do zirika, shefichah is okay as well. Kedamal le'el minayin l'nitanim bezirika nitim shefichah yatzahel kach. Matan dam shelamim shekatav bezirika bechlal matan dam pesach shekatav bezirika. Correct. She says it's Shepicha. Good. But the point is that this item over here, Korban Pesach, Shepicha, and the Zevach is what? Is Zirika. So something that's zedika is equal to the shefika, and therefore the chi berech ala pesach, when you made the berakah on pesach, which is shefika, patar et zebach shazebach beklal pesach. Good, because something of zedika covers shefika. So therefore, if you made the berakah on the pesach, it'll cover the other item. However, ala berakah la zebach lo patar et pesach, because on the zebach you have to make zedika. We haven't seen that if you make shefika on something that you need to make zirika, that's going to work. As she says, "Avad birech al zevach lo pata b'zeshalom matzilu etinim b'shefika shekishinim b'zirika." We didn't see that something that needs shefika can be kosher with zirika. Hilkach en pesach beklal shelamim, which means pesach cannot be included in shelamim. Let's review. Which means you have a shelamim over here and you have a pesach. Hagigah is the shelamim. What's the din in korban shelamim? What are you supposed to do? Zedika. Very good. So the Mishnah says, according to Yishmael, Mishnah says, if you made a berakha on the Pesach, it covers the zebach. That means Pesach is included in shelamim. How could... If you made the berakha on the Pesach, it covers the shelamim. That means that the korban Pesach, which the din is what you make, shepicha, will cover the shelamim. The shelamim has to be done bezika, but something that's done bezika can also be done b'shvicha. So therefore, if you made the berakha on the pesach, it can cover the korban shelamim. However, reverse, no. If you made the berakha on the shelamim, oh, she said the al shesh lachilat treva, it's not going to cover the korban pesach, because what's the deal on korban shelamim? You have to do zedika. And what? You cannot cover a shefika for something has to be done bezika. In cover zirika, so that has to be done b'shvicha. Let's read it and see one more time again. Zirika is more inclusive. If I make a beracha on, say the reverse. If I make the beracha on the shvicha, read again. Let's read it slowly again. The kasta kadatach over pesachim na meachim meferesh. The kasta bar b'Yishmael zirika bechlal shvicha keda amal le'el minayin nitanim bezirika. Something that needs to be done is zrika. Correct? So therefore, let's say shelamim. Let's speak it out. Shelamim is zrika. Shinitanin b'shvicha yatsa. So apply that. Shelamim is zrika. It'll be covered into Pesach. Because Pesach is shvicha.
What I'm saying, let's add a shelamim and I wish you'll fix.
It's covered. So it's covered. So therefore, so Pesach is the din of shvicha. So therefore, by saying the berachan Pesach, you'll cover the shelamim. Shekatava zedika bechlal matan dam pesach. Shekatava shvicha. Vechi birech ala pesach. That's what she's doing. You made the berakha on pesach. Patar et hazebach. Shazebach bechlal pesach leinyan shvicha will work. Aval the opposite, no. Birach ala zebach lo patar et hapesach. Why? Shelo matzinu l'nitanim b'shvicha. For example, korban pesach. That if you did it bezrika, then it'll be okay. So therefore, if you made a berakha on the zebach, it's not going to cover the Pesach, because the din of the Pesach, Shvicha does not go with Zrika. Good, that's the Shita of Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, Lozu Poteretzu, Lozu Poteretzu. Well, I could see myself, Shvicha is alone, Zrika is alone, this is not Poter that. Oh, so we found the Shita that holds that you cannot do Shvicha with Zrika, Zrika with Shvicha, therefore the Pasuk is available. This is the primary Hadush that we're looking for. What's the primary Hadush that we're looking for? That you pour the blood in one shot instead of two shots, it's okay. So therefore, the pasuk is available and everything is fine. The Gemara comes along and says, "Yeah, but you have a problem." We have another plaita that the pasuk is used for something else. Bishmuel Amir, Netok Shnei Emar, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesef, O Bechor Aez. So about Bechor, right? Bechor you have to give to the Kohen. So what's the law over here? So it says, you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. Lamadnu lebechor sheta'un matan damim ve'emurim legabe Mizbeach. Because it says the Pasuk, damam yizrok v'halban taktir. So then we learn, the Bechor, you need blood on the Mizbeach, and you need the meat on the Mizbeach. Ma'aser u'pesach minayin. How do you know that Ma'aser, and Korban Pesach also has matan damim and haktara, tamud omar ve'dam zevachecha yishafech. And the fact that it says plural, dam zevachecha, the dam of your Korbanot. Oh, what's that coming to include? Other korbanot that are not written in the Torah. For example, Ma'aser and Pesach as well. So from there we learn that you put the blood on the Mizbeah. Oh, so the question is, if from the word dam zevachich yishafich, we learned the din of Ma'asin and Pesach, that they have blood on the mizbech, because it doesn't say Befinush over there. Oh, so the pasuk is used. So Gemara says, Zavadla, can it be Yosei Gilili? The Tanya Rabbi Yosei Gilili omer, damo lo ne'emar ela damam, chelbo lo ne'emar ela chelbam, limed al bechor ma'asir u'pesach, ta'on matan damim ve'emolim ne'gwe mizbeya. Which we learned this on later on. We said in the pasuk of Bechor, it says damam, and it says chelbam. Why the plural language? To teach me, not only the dam of the Bechor, but dam of Pesach and Ma'asir also goes on the Mizbeach. It doesn't say Chelbo, Ela Chelban. Teach me, not only the Chelb goes on the Mizbeach by Bechor, Ela also by Ma'asir and Pesach. So if I don't need the Pasuk of Dam Zivachich Yishafich, I learn it from Damam and Chelbam. Oh, so once I learn it from Damam and Chelbam, so I'm okay, if I'm covered. So therefore the Pasuk of Dam Zivachich Yishafich is available. So at this point over here, we're okay. Dam Zivachich Yishafich is available to teach me the Hadush, that something that's supposed to have two shifichot, if you put in one shifichah, it's going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, wait, one more point until we close this out. It'll be Ishmael. Hai kera mapik le lahachi, umapik le lahachi. Which means if you look now, we saw in these past braitot, two shitot of Rabbi Ishmael that learns two different things from Dam Zevachichi Yishafich. One thing he learned is what? That something that's done b'shifichah, that if you did it bezrika, it's going to be okay. That was where we learned that he said, if you made the berachah on the Pesach, you cover the shelamim. Oh, so that's, and he learned from what? From dam zevachichah yishafich. And he learned from over there that b'di'avad shefichah covers everything. And he also learned what we just said in the Braita, that what from dam zevachichah teaches me, that Pesach and Ma'asir also has dam. Hey, Rabbi Ishmael, make up your mind. How many things you're learning from the Pasuk? Are you learning the Shefichah Zerikah Chedush? Or are you learning the Pesach and Ma'asir Chedush? Gemara says, no problem. Tre Tanei Alibad Rabbi Ishmael. Actually, two Tanaim. Each Tana had a different version of what Rabbi Ishmael said. Rabbi Ishmael only said one thing. But the two Tanaim had different reports of what Rabbi Ishmael said. Therefore, there is no Stina. Okay, so that's that point. Now we continue. One more point to Gemara. So what do we say over here? We said, like this, Bishlamah Rabbi Ishmael, the Mokim Nakuru Bechor. Oh, so Rabbi Ishmael says what? The whole Pasuk is talking about the Pasuk of Bechor over there. And what does it say in the Pasuk of Bechor? Damam Chelbam. Oh, how did you learn Damam Chelbam? Because if you remember in the Pasuk of Bechor, it's about different species. Ez, Keves, and so on. So therefore, when it said Damam, it means the blood of the different species that we're talking about, and Chelbam is the different species. Hainu Dechtib Ubsaram Yeyelach. Which is, that's with Upsaram, meaning Upsaram of all the different Bechorot that were mentioned. Good. El Rabbi Yosef, the Mukila Rabbi Ma'aser Upesach. Oh, that means what? What's the Pasuk saying? The Upsaram Yelach, that the meats of the different types of Bechor go to the Kohanim. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that learns from the Pasuk of Bechor, that from the fact that it says Damam, and it says Chelbam, it's coming to include Pesach and Ma'aser. Oh, so Gemara says, Ma'aser u'Pesach be'alim kach lele. Mayu b'saram yelach. That's the question. Which means, it says b'saram yelach. Not so. The b'saram don't go to the Kohanim. If you're learning this Pasuk of Bechor, is including Ma'aser and Pesach, Ma'aser and Pesach are eaten by the owners. Which is according to the first rabbi, who is Rabbi Ishmael. He learns the whole Pasuk of Sogma Bechor. And the Pasuk of Sogma Bechor, and how do I know Ma'asin and Pesach? From a different Pasuk. From the Dam Zivachichah Yishafich. Because the whole Pasuk is talking about Bechor, and it's coming to tell me the Basar of all the different Bechors goes to the Kohen. Salam Yelach, no problem. But according to Rabbi Yosef, in the Pasuk of Bechor itself, it includes Ma'asin and Pesach. From the fact that it says what? Damam and Chelbam. So therefore, the Rabbi Pasuk is about three different Korbanot. I wanted to say at the end of the Pasuk, Upsalam Yelach. It's not so. The Basar of Bechor belongs to the Kohen, but the Basar of Ma'asin and Pesach does not belong to the Kohen. So what do you learn with Upsaram Yelach? So we give it, says, Ehad Tam, Ehad Baal Mum. Oh, so it's coming to include Baal Mum. That Bechor Baal Mum Upsaram. Not only Bechor Tam Shalem, but even Bechor Baal Mum goes to the Kohen Limed, and Bechor Baal Mum Shintan the Kohen Shalom Atzinu Lo, Bechor HaTorah Kula. Which we haven't seen Befirush in the Torah anywhere that a Bechor Mum goes to the Kohen. From this extra words, Upsaram Yelach, we learn that, oh, the Rabbi Ishmael, Nafkale, Min lecha yehye desefa. I mean, at the end of the pasuk, it repeats again. It says, that the meat lecha yeh ubsaram yeh lach. It says it twice. Ubsaram yeh lach lecha yeh. So what's the double language? Ubsaram yeh lach lecha yeh. To come and include basar, even of a bechor, ba'al mum. So at the end of the day, everybody agrees on the concepts. The question is, where do they derive it from? B'shtama l'rabbi Yosei Gelili, demuki lena mebe ma'aseru pesach. So according to Yosei Gelili, that learns from the pasuk itself, from the fact that it says damam and chelbam, that it's coming to talk about bechor, ma'aser, and pesach, haynu dichti. That's what it says in the first pasuk, what's talking about bechor, lo tifde kodesh him. It says you cannot redeem them, they are kodesh. Hem kerebim, which means they themselves, the bechor has to be brought, ve'en temuratam kereba, which means, that's also, there's no temura by Pesach and by Maaser. How do we know? Ditnan. Temurat bechor u'maaser. Let's say you make temura, you have a maaser, and you say, I want to make temura, this animal should be instead of the maaser, or have bechor. I say, this animal should be instead. Hen uvladan, uvlad veladan, ad sof kol ha'olam, haren kebechor u'maaser. Which means the first rabbi, v'yachlu b'muman leba'alim. What is this din over here? That if you make temurat bechor, you switch the bechor for another animal, or ma'asir. So it says, damn, their children, the end of the generation, all the descendants of these animals, they have a kiddushah of bechor, and they have a kiddushah of ma'asir. Which means, they take on both items, however they cannot be brought on the mizbeah. Ela, what do? You wait until they become blemished, v'yachlu b'muman leba'alim, and you give it back to the owners, and the owners eat it. Utnan, and we learned, I'm going to be Yeshua. Shamati shetemurat pesach kereba, utmurat pesach ene kereba. When it comes to temurat pesach, I heard one time it says that if you make a temurat on pesach, it brings on the mizbeah. But I heard another statement that says that temurat pesach is not put on the mizbeah. Ve'eni lefaresh. I don't know the cases, which one is and which one what isn't. Oh, but what do you see over here? You see clearly that there is the case that temurat pesach does not work. You cannot make a temura on the Pesach. And therefore, okay, good. So that works according to the B.O.C. Agilidi. Because what does the Pasuk say? Lo tifde ki kodeshim. Do not make pidyon on them. Not on Bechor. Not on Maaser. And there's a type of Pesach that also the temura does not work. Which means, good. Which normally temura, we say, Vadbayahu temura to kodesh, and if you're on the Mizbeah. In these three items, although the korban might become kodesh, let's say by bechor and maaser, that's all kodesh, but why keep it on the mizbeah? So you see what temura doesn't work in the normal way over there. That's why the pasuk says lo tifdeh kodesh hem, which comes and teaches me hem kerebin ve'em temuratam kerebin, and that's true because it works according to the B.O.C. It works. Those three are not on mizbeah. Ela, but according to Rabbi Ishmael, how does Rabbi Ishmael know that Pesach and Bechor Timurah does not go on the Mizbeah? According to me, you're saying we have a Pasuk of Bechor that includes everything. Bechor, Maaser, Pesach. Then it says lot of de. Oh, so if I have an ayah, that these three items, if you make a Timurah on it, does not go on the Mizbeah. Good, that's the B.O.C. But according to Rabbi Ishmael, the whole Pasuk is talking about Bechor. How does he know that Maaser and Pesach, if you made a Timurah, does not go on the Mizbeah? The Pasuk was not talking about Maaser and Pesach. So how does Bishmael know that law? It says, Maaser, Gamar, Avara, Avara, Mebechor, Pesach, Behedje, Katab. Oh, so first of all, Maaser, we have a Gezer HaShava. It says what? It says the word Avara by Bechor, and it says Avara by Maaser. Ma Bechor eno Timurah, as Maaser eno Timurah. Good. And Pesach is written Beferush. Oh, where is it written Beferush? So the Gemara says like this. It says the pasuk by korban shlamim. What type of korban shlamim? I can bring korban shlamim from different types of animals. So the pasuk says like this. I'm reading the whole pasuk. Kesef, it says im kesef u'makniv. You want to bring what's a kesef? Sheep. Mal tamud omar im kesef. What is im kesef coming to tell me? Lerabot temurat pesach achar pesach tkarev shlamim. And after pesach is over, that what? After the time of shchitat pesach is over. You made a timura, that animal of timura pesach becomes a korban shlamim. Shitkarev shlamim. Yachol after fnei pesach, which means let's say I make timura pesach before the time of pesach, it's also going to be a shlamim. So Gemara says, לפני פסח כן, תמוד אומר, that's why it says the pasuk, who? It says Pesach hu la'ashem, which means only the item itself is brought on Pesach, but the temura is not brought on din. Which means, if you made the temura after Pesach, then the temura animal becomes a shilamim. However, if you made the temura before, the second animal becomes nothing. Only the korban itself becomes Pesach. Where did he learn that from? He learned that from the pasuk. Im kesef. What's the extra words in kesef? Look at Rashi. We have a case that Timura will not work by Pesach. What after Pesach? After Zman Shechitat Pesach. You took your Korban Pesach. After Zman Shechitat, it doesn't work. No, it works to make it a Shilamim. It does work. After Korban Pesach, you have a Korban still.
Zman of Korban Pesach.
It's Erev Pesach. After Erev Pesach. Day after Pesach. Let's say.
Korban's eaten already.
You didn't bring it. You didn't bring it.
Pesach doesn't mean it didn't
bring it. You didn't bring it. So now you're making Timura. Okay. You want to switch it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says... Yes, he says it. Korban Pesach shenishar achar zman shechitato. The Korban's around. It's zman shechitato.
Okay.
It was designated as a Pesach, but you didn't bring it as a Pesach. So now what happens? Karev betorat shilamim. In itself. You're not even a teruma. Temura. In itself turns into a shilamim. That's the thing.
If you didn't slaughter it.
It's slaughter it, turns into a shilamim. So therefore, since in itself turns into a shilamim, a temura turns into a shilamim. It's going to become a Pesach.
Right.
Very good. Good. And then, but before Korban Pesach, in itself is brought as Pesach, and there's no Timura. The Timura is not a Shilamim. It says, who? It's brought as Pesach, and nothing else is brought as Pesach. And it's not brought as a Shilamim either, because it's not a Shilamim. It's catch 22. The Timura can't be a Shilamim because it's not a Shilamim.
Right.
And it can't be a Pesach because it says, who? This is brought as Pesach, but not something else. It's not a Chol. Exactly. Oh, so what do you see over here? We have a Derasha to tell me that the law of Timura does not apply to a certain case of Pesach. Good, so the Mishnah is accounted for. So therefore, again, everybody agrees to the dinim. There's no Timura by Bechor, meaning to bring it on the Mizbeach. There's no Timura by Ma'asit to put it on the Mizbeach. And there is a case of Pesach where the Timura will not allow it to go on the Mizbeach. That's Timura that's done before Shechitat Pesach. One rabbi learns it from the Pasuk itself, Behem lo tevdeh, because the whole Pasuk was about all three things. But according to Mishmael, that learns from Dabz Vehecha, he learns it from a different Pasuk, Pesach and Bechor. How does he know Pesach and Bechor has no Timura? He learns it from this Gezra Shabbat, Havara, and then he has a Dirasha from Im Kesev to come and include Timura Pesach, and then from the Who comes and says sometimes Pesach doesn't allow it to have a Timura. Ha Kodem, Ha Le'ahara Kodem, and then he's accounted for as well.